A multi-million dollar coal mine proposed for the New South Wales Bylong Valley has been refused development consent by an independent panel. KEPCO, the South Korean company behind the proposal, said it would create hundreds of jobs and royalties totalling $290 million. But the New South Wales Independent Planning Commission today knocked back the project, citing environmental and heritage concerns. Eleanor Whitehead filed this report.
It wasn't the ruling local farmers were expecting.
We didn't predict this, but we think it's a wonderful decision.
Warwick Piers leads the Bylong Valley Protection Alliance, which represents farmers in the area just outside of Mudgee.
Landholders in the valley were extremely upset and worried about the threats to water, in particular in the valley. Everyone's dependent on groundwater. In the drought, the wells and bores were drying up already. There just wasn't enough water in the valley for the mine and agriculture, in our view.
The South Korean company KEPCO said its mine would create hundreds of jobs and royalties of up to $290 million. But the New South Wales Independent Planning Commission found the long-term effects on water, agriculture and heritage were unacceptable. It also raised concerns about the project's greenhouse gas emissions. Environmental organisations have welcomed the decision. Georgina Woods is New South Wales coordinator for Lock the Gate Alliance.
The Commission's decision is the right decision, and it shows that New South Wales is starting to get its priorities right, safeguarding strategic farmland and water resources from being despoiled by, you know, the short-term interests of coal mining.
In its statement of reasons, the Commission made reference to a landmark ruling in February by a New South Wales court, which knocked back the Rocky Hill coal mine in the Hunter Valley. David Morris is CEO of the New South Wales Environmental Defenders Office.
We now have two examples of greenfield coal mines which have been refused on a variety of bases, but in part because of their contribution to climate change. So I expect that this decision is probably reverberating around boardrooms across the country as we speak. This type of decision presents a very real risk for new coal projects in New South Wales, and directors of companies are going to have to think very carefully about that risk as they embark on future greenfield projects in this state.
KEPCO says it had already invested over $700 million developing the mine and buying up land in the area. A spokesperson for the company told the ABC it's disappointed with the decision and is reviewing the statement of reasons. Stephen Galilee is CEO of the New South Wales Minerals Council.
It means that over 450 local jobs have gone begging. Communities nearby, including Candace and Rylestone, will now miss out on those jobs if this determination is allowed to stand. It means hundreds of millions of dollars of investment lost to the region that desperately needs it. It means a blow to the New South Wales economy with royalties gone and investment gone potentially. So it's a very disappointing ruling, and it raises the question in relation to the future of the New South Wales economy. And we're letting these investments and these jobs go begging, and the New South Wales government seems to be happy to stand by and watch that happen.
He's calling for politicians to take action.
So the New South Wales government needs to answer the question here of who is running the New South Wales economy. Is it the courts and the bureaucrats here in New South Wales, or will the elected government of the day step up and ensure that the New South Wales economy has a future?
KEPCO could still appeal the ruling, but it would have to prove the Commission made a legal error in its decision.
Our reporter Eleanor Whitehead.